Indiana's voter ID law is similar to many that have been proposed by Republican legislators nationwide. In Wisconsin, it's been championed during the past three sessions of the legislature by Greendale GOP Assemblyman Jeff Stone. Stone says requiring people to show a photo ID when they vote would prevent fraud.
You know, what this decision says to me is that the Supreme Court agrees with what we've been saying all along, that this is constitutional. It's not something that's an undue burden on people, and it won't restrict people's ability to cast a ballot.
Stone noted that a concurring opinion by Justice Antonin Scalia and joined by two other justices called the Indiana law eminently reasonable. But Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Fred Kessler, who's an opponent of voter ID, says it's more important to look at the opinion authored by Justice John Paul Stevens. This case was what's known as a facial challenge, an attempt by opponents of the law to have it declared unconstitutional on its face. But Kessler says Stevens' opinion suggests the outcome of a future lawsuit over a voter ID law could be different if someone else brought it.
They are, in effect, saying we may rule differently on a challenge by an individual who says my vote, right to vote, is being denied.
Kessler says the voter ID law proposed for Wisconsin would drive down turnout and disenfranchise minorities, as well as poor people and students whose permanent addresses change regularly. Stone wants the legislature to reconvene this year to pass voter ID legislation, but Kessler says he's confident opponents of the law have the votes to keep that from happening. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.